stars like all shucks. We would be really awesome. Everybody would hear us, and all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm
gonna one day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline too. Someone in South Yarmouth would want to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
And 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
To cart this off. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts College Radio. You are, of course, listening to On the Town with Mikey D right here from the festering crap hole that is the Tufts College Radio studio. I'm just kidding, of course. It's actually quite nice and brisk in here. Nice, cool winter day. I'm your socially distant, except not really, hostess Lils. And tonight, we've got what else? Some delightful On the Town with Mikey D. Ready and prepared. Not like this blurb, clearly. But yeah, we got plenty of local goodies coming your way. And later on in the evening, a special live in-studio performance by Nick Paragio of Captain Vampire. Gonna get some solo acoustic punk folk coming your way. So stick around for that. For now, though, let us engage in some music. Here's brand new from Phantom Ocean with I'm With the Band.
Just waiting for a friend to call.
Nice quick little block of music to get us going right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You're, of course, listening to On the Town with Mikey D, and I am your hostess, Liz. In that last block, a nice, brief, brusque block to get us started. Phantom Ocean with I'm With the Band. Following that, You Can't Run Away, a collaboration between Boston locals X-Hyena and goth rockers Horror House. Following that, just now, brand new from Fox Canadian with Fortress. And don't forget to stick around as we have a special live performance straight from the studio coming later on. Not too much longer, but a little bit later. Nick Paragio from Captain Vampire. They will be joining us shortly, however long that ends up taking. I'm just vamping for time at this point while I cue up our next track. Here's brand new from Amwas from their album to be released in 2024, Polyyesterday. Here's Wandering Whale.
Thank you. Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath.
He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties.
He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You are, of course, listening to On the Town with Mikey D right here on the Tufts campus. Because where else would it be? In that last block, brand new from Am Was with Wandering Whale into Summer 17 by Lazy. Following that, Gretchen Shea in the Middle Eight with Pretty Little Lies. And just now, you just heard Harmony's Cuddle Party with Boston Lovers. And wouldn't you know it, we have a guest in the studio today. None other than the aforementioned person I mentioned earlier today. From the band Captain Vampire, it's Nick Parvaggio.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Can you hear yourself okay in the headphones?
I can hear myself perfectly.
All right, fantastic. So, welcome to the studio.
Thanks. This is a cool spot.
Yeah, it really is. There's some real history behind that. So you are from the band Captain Vampire. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that whole deal?
Yeah, so my whole deal, Captain Vampire is...
Yeah, just tell us, like, the entire deal.
Oh, yeah, totally. So in 2019, I was tired of not playing my own music. I was playing a lot of classical music, and I was really sick of it. So I started recording the songs that I was writing and putting it out. Captain Vampire is the name of a book. It's a 19th century book by a woman named Marie Nizet.
Mm.
And I was looking for kind of, you know, I'm kind of a literary person. I like to read. Mm. I like history a lot. And so that's where the name comes from.
The Nun eventually comes after the name.
Yeah, the Nun. Yeah, it sets in gradually over the span of many years.
Right. What kind of book was, like, Captain Vampire? I mean, on its face, it sounds like it could be, like, a horror book, but was it, like, a Count of Monte Cristo-y kind of, like, swashbuckling adventure kind of book or something like that? I figure it could have just easily been that.
So it's very realistic for a book that is arguably about a vampire. And it uses the vampire theme kind of as an exploration of how people in power can use that power and be corrupted by it. Mm. The Captain Vampire is like a military captain, and the book is kind of about the brutality and the ethics of war more than it is really a vampire story. But it is also spooky and gothic.
Hmm. I mean, it sounds like it dabbles in, like, some political satire a little bit, too.
Yeah, I think you could definitely read it that way. And I write a lot of songs that are influenced by history and they're influenced by politics, so
very nice.
Yeah.
So you discovered the title of this book, not to, like, I just realized I interrupted your whole, like, deal.
It's all good, yeah. So I found the book, and I was like, that's what I've been waiting for. That's what I'm going to be. And I started recording.
I will become the Captain Vampire.
I will become Captain of the Vampires, yes. So, I've been recording since 2019. I moved to Boston about 2 years ago, started gigging around Boston then, met my wonderful band that I play with.
Very nice.
I'm in the studio solo tonight, but typically we're a three-piece.
Mm.
You know, we play around the Northeast. It's a lot of fun. I get to share my love of history and my penchant for writing songs about vampires and pigeons and all sorts of things that interest me.
Mm, fantastic. We might have to get the full trio into the proper Studio D one of these days.
Yeah, I would love to. And they are sadly busy, but they... I'm sure they'd be down.
That's okay. It was kind of last minute that we had to, like, kind of scramble for musical acts tonight.
It's all good. I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah, we're very happy to have you. So, I'm bad at interviewing. So, when you came in, you had, like, two copies of some Captain Vampire CDs that you passed off.
I did.
Did you want to talk about either of these?
Yeah.
All Will Be Free and Dark Wings.
Yeah, so Dark Wings just came out this past Sunday, actually. It is brand new.
Oh. So this is exclusive.
It's exclusive. So last year I put out All Will Be Free, and that's entirely songs about history. Mm. And one of those songs is about the inventor Nikola Tesla. And he was a weird, weird guy. Nikola Tesla never fell in love except one time, and the person he fell in love with was a pigeon. So I wrote a song about that. The song is White and Gray. It's on that record. And I was so inspired by the pigeonness that I started looking into pigeons, and I realized through some Googling that pigeons are not native to the Americas.
No, they're not. They're basically like a form of domesticated bird.
Yeah, they were domesticated for food, and they were brought here for game. And then they were just so successful in cities that people got kind of grossed out and tired of them, and they stopped pretty much eating them. So through sheer persistence, the pigeons won. And I was very inspired by that. So Dark Wings, which just came out on Sunday, and it's on all streaming services and Bandcamp and all that fun stuff. Dark Wings is 4 songs all about pigeons.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So like the rest of the Captain Vampire band, is it like a typical sort of like guitar, bass, drums sort of setup, or?
Yeah, it's basically, we're a 3-piece punk band, but the distinctive thing is the acoustic guitar. So
So a bit more like anti-folk or folk punk a little bit.
Yeah, kind of definitely in the folk punk vein, but having that electric bass and full drum set gives it a little bit more of a kick in the pants than some other more like purist folk punk stuff, which I do love. Lots of friends in the scene. I see Troll 2 is written on your wall there.
Ah, so that's probably from when they were last in the studio.
Yeah, they're.
I don't know if like bands have necessarily made it a habit of like writing their name somewhere on the studio, but maybe that should be a thing.
Well, hey, if that's the thing, I see a couple places. I see a couple empty walls.
Oh yeah, there's plenty of room on the walls, and clearly plenty of room for like just drawing whatever.
Yeah, well, hey, now I know it's cool.
But yeah, like there's just something kind of interesting about like the acoustic guitar compared to like an electric guitar. I mean, it has that kind of like, I mean, electric guitar is like a powerful instrument, but it doesn't have like that sort of like down to earth grit that like I feel like you get from an acoustic guitar in a lot of ways.
I kind of stumbled across that realization by accident when I moved here, because for a while I was gigging, but I was trying to gig with a limited personnel setup. So for a while it was just me and our drummer, and I realized that the acoustic guitar fills up a live mix a lot better than just electric guitar and drums. It's got a little bit more body, it's got that kind of like earthy grittiness that fills things up in my taste a little better than just like an electric guitar with a drum kit would. So I did that, and then I realized that I was hearing like a creative voice that I really enjoyed when I was writing with that in mind, and I just stuck with it, and it's been so inspiring. Cause I was an electric guitar kid, you know, I was guitar child. So I was very into electric guitar, and stumbling across the acoustic guitar as a rock instrument, it felt like finding my voice kind of. It was very cool.
Yeah, like especially when you consider like just how many, like you think of like the Frank Turners and Billy Braggs of the world that are just able to just like convey so much with like with limited like amplification and stuff like that.
Yeah, and it lends a lot of flexibility because, you know, we can do stuff like this where I can bring the same instrument I play for our plugged in shows, and I can make minimal adjustments on my part, and hey, if we got no drums, we got no drums. It's still the same song.
I imagine that lends itself perfectly to like additional and like left field sort of arrangements as well, just because like it's arguably a lot easier to like adapt an acoustic guitar sort of sound with like, say, you know, someone brings in like a violin or a cello or something, or just some unorthodox instrument to like rock music.
Absolutely. And it gives it kind of a participatory thing. You know, I have a friend who plays accordion, and they're a wonderful friend of mine. Hi Paige, if you're listening. But they, you know, we were playing on a bill together. They have their own project, Paige Grace. And I was like, hey, you know, we're both on this bill. Do you want to play accordion on some of the Captain Vampire songs? And they were like, yeah, absolutely.
Very
and
nice.
I had to make no changes, which was super convenient for me.
There is an accordion version of White and Gray on Dark Wings. Is that is the accordion performed by Paige Gray on that?
Actually, the accordion is performed by me. I was so inspired by Paige's playing that I was like, well, I got to learn the accordion now.
Very nice.
So I learned the accordion for this EP.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
And, like, I can attest to, like, getting back to your point about electric guitar and drums, just as someone who's played on enough bills of just, like, two pieces of electric guitar and drums. There's something, like, just kind of thin about that when there's no, like, low end.
Thin is a great way to describe it, yeah. Mm.
Thin, reedy.
Yeah, and not
tinny.
To say that bands don't make it work. There are great bands that make it
absolutely.
Work.
Absolutely.
But I can't make it work, so I do other things.
I mean, not everything's for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic. So I've been told that you have a couple of songs that you were going to play while you're in the studio.
Oh, I sure do.
You sure do. Ah, okay. Should I should I just play some of your music while you're getting set up and everything like that?
Yeah, yeah. Pop a track on and I'll, it's an acoustic guitar. It doesn't take a whole lot of time to set up. So
fair enough.
I'll be
fair
right back
enough.
In there.
As we wait for Captain Vampire to prepare to regale us with some delightful tunes. I think you said it was like track two that was...
Yeah, track two is great.
Track two that was... Farewell, you said?
Yes.
All right, here's Farewell by Captain Vampire right here on 91.5 FM. I'm having some difficulty with the CD player here a second.
I hope I burned the CD, right?
No, I think it's fine. It's just the CD player is a bit weird a little bit. All right, here's Captain Vampire with Farewell.
Tomorrow I'll be sleeping by myself. So well, so well.
Captain Vampire off of All Will Be Free, joining us in the studio today. Say hello once again to Captain Vampire, our good friend,
Nick.
Nick. I already forgot your last name. Sorry. I feel very silly
now. It's all good. It's all good.
But yeah, they are here to perform a couple of live in-studio acoustic songs for us. Aren't we so lucky?
Ooh. Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and introduce your first song?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to kick this off. This song is called Free as Free, and it is the first song off the new EP, Dark Wings, which, if you're just tuning in now, came out this past Sunday. It's all about pigeons and pigeon stuff. So if you're a fan of pigeons, even if you're not, I hope you like this one.
All right. Fantastic.
Light a little fire, weave through the telephone wires. Free as free, never slow down, never get tired. Hey, I have become a force of nature. Reckon with me, and despair. Someday, I may hear my conscience call, beckoning me, but until then, I am fast and I don't care. Glory with my best friends and my cousins, safe in numbers, we are taking back the city. May my enemies know panic at my coming, they have nothing, we have solidarity. Posted up on the ledge, sunrise over our heads. Free as free, dancing closer to the edge. Hey, become a force of nature. Reckon with me, and despair. Someday, I may hear my conscience call, beckoning me, but until then, I am fast and I don't care. Yeah! Become a force of nature. Reckon with me and despair. Someday I may hear my conscience call, beckoning me. But until then, I am fast. But until then, I am fast, and I don't care.
Marvelous.
Thank you.
The passion is palpable. Why don't you tell us a bit about that song a little bit?
Yeah, so again, that's inspired by, I just wanted to capture the feeling of, you know, being a bird, having this sense of freedom, this sense of, you know, pigeons brought here to be killed and eaten, you know? And I wanted to capture that feeling of coming from a place of disadvantage and then rising to be omnipresent and, you know, mild inconvenience to all.
In, like, direct defiance.
Yeah,
in a way.
Defiance. Absolutely. That is a defiant song.
I don't know if I ever would have, like, thought to, like, make the connection between, like, you know, pigeons, like, common pigeons and, you know, folk punk quite in that same way, but...
That's what I'm here for.
You done did it.
Thanks.
Fantastic. That was Captain Vampire live in the studio. Don't forget to check out their music. It's on all the services.
All of them. I tried really hard to get all of them.
Every single one. Deezer?
Deezer.
Yeah.
Oh, my three French listeners love me on Deezer.
Fantastic. How about you bring us another one?
Yeah, I'll give you another one. This is one off the off All Will Be Free. This song is called Harper's Ferry, and it's about the American abolitionist John Brown. And it's about trying to make the world better however you possibly can.
All right.
It's been a difficult October. It's unseasonably hot. We packed in the farmhouse like lobsters in a pot. The warrant came down yesterday. They'll be looking for me soon. It's a good night for it anyway. Almost no light from the moon, and now we wait. Plan is set. Feel the wind over the river while my hands begin to sweat. Try to get some rest. Pull my carbine to my chest. Pennsylvania mine shaft, they called it suicide. When he realized I was serious, Frederick swore that we'd all dive out with the emperor beside me. Kings and queens and rooks will quake, and more will follow after when they feel the table shake. The morning is quiet, the sparrows sing. There are times when the dead can speak louder than the living, and when we attack, either way we aren't going back. Crashes down again, and I fear I'm near the end of things. Maybe it won't be long. First we rise like the water, we may break upon the shore, but more of us are coming, and more and more and more great constellations. Shine your light on Virginia. All will be free. Throw open the door. We don't need secrets anymore.
Fantastic. Another banger right there.
Thanks. Yeah.
Can't get much more freeform than this. Captain Vampire with Harper's Ferry. Song about John Brown. We stand John Brown in this household.
We stand John Brown in this band.
Oh yes, fantastic. What do you think? What do you say to like one more song? And what do you say to like one final song to like send us on our way?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Before you do, why don't you like? Have you got any like thing you want to plug real quick? Any upcoming shows? Obviously, Dark Wings just came out last Sunday.
Absolutely, Dark Wings just came out. So go stream that. If you stream, go purchase it on Bandcamp. If you purchase it, ooh, that would be great. If you want to see Captain Vampire, come by the Square Root in Roslindale. Next week we're playing with JVK, Tilt Controls, and Frog Legs, and that is going to be on the 20th. So if you feel moved to go party on a Wednesday night, we're going to have a fun time. We're going to be there. I'm going to be playing lots of songs from Dark Wings, that new EP, plenty of old favorites too. And so you should absolutely come to that. Follow Captain Vampire, CAPT Vampire, on social media, and enjoy this last one. I'll give you a choice. Do you want to end on an energy note? Can I swear on the radio?
No, you cannot.
Okay, then I'm going to play More Weight, which is the first song on All Will Be Free. And it's about the Salem witch trials.
I was just about to make a guess completely in the dark if this is a Giles Corey song.
It is 100% a Giles Corey song.
That is so rad.
It is the Giles Corey song.
Fantastic.
In my opinion, this is More Weight, and I'm Captain Vampire.
Fantastic.
See me, read my chart and say you're allowed. They won't get the satisfaction. It's almost over now, more weight. The oppressed enslavers, thieves are gathered in the court. And if you prove inconvenience, their proceedings will be short. They have thrown my wife in prison, bound her feet and locked the gate. It's a game they play for power. I will not participate. More weight! Three days in a field, lying naked in the mud. When the sheriff finally kills me, I will live inside his blood. Feel me writhe in your veins, and my fingers clench your heart. You want me gone. We will never, ever, ever be apart. I leave my curse upon your office while you pile on the stones. My descendants will be prosperous. You will gather up my bones. Then when you look upon my corpse, feel my resolve on the parts. Your revulsion is my pleasure. Your shame will be my sword. More weight.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Captain Vampire.
Thanks so much for having me.
Live from the studio. Thank you so much for regaling us with your presence. Once again, go check out Captain Vampire. That new CD is Dark Wings. Just came out on Sunday. And check out all the rest of it. And that show at the Square Root. Fantastic stuff. We're going to bring it back to some other local music now. We're going to bring us back in with Beware the Dangers of a Ghost Scorpion. A little bit of surf rock for your earballs. Here's Nick Street. Oops. We'll be right back.
It's all wrong.